Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Noach, Vulnerability and Technology. Sigmund Freud, in his famous work, The Future of an Illusion, once wrote that religion gives us a false sense of security. That's his view. I would like to argue that actually technology sometimes gives us a false sense of security. We've argued in other webcasts that the project of the Tower of Babel was the beginning of some sort of technology. It's a commentary on the notion of human efforts of technology. And what is it trying to do? It's trying to avoid the vulnerability. You figure if you have this tower, then you will not be so vulnerable. As the Midrash says in its own sort of medieval, ancient kind of way, says that they worry that, well, every 1,656 years, the sky falls down, so we better put up some sort of a blockade, make sure that the tower is something to hold up the firmament, hold up the sky. What the Midrash is saying is that they were trying to, you know, solve the problem of, let's say, global warming. They're trying to, we're gonna solve that problem. And what happened as a result? People began to fall off the tower. How often we build something technological and three people died building the Brooklyn Bridge, 96 people died building the Hoover Dam. Technology itself sometimes brings a certain vulnerability as well. In the Midrashic vision, people falling off the tower as they're building it. Now, was it Noah, the man of faith, who felt vulnerable and sought God for refuge, or was it the anti-God people who felt vulnerable? The people of the generation of the flood, they didn't feel their vulnerability. They thought that they had all the solutions. But Noach actually felt vulnerable. With the fact that he walked with God, that he was the religious one here, he still felt vulnerable. Here we come to a point that Rabbi Soloveitchik makes, and that is that religion does not provide a sense of security in a crazy world. No. With God, you sometimes feel your vulnerability even more so. They say, you know, Jews are the same as everyone else, just more so. The religious person feels a sense of vulnerability, just more so. He's acutely aware of his loneliness, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. Given the vastness of God and the universe, the religious individual actually feels that vulnerability, and he just reaches out to God within that sense of vulnerability. But religion is not just an antidote to vulnerability. It also deepens our sense of vulnerability. If we felt like the people in the Tower of Babel, that we were impregnable, that there was no way to bring us down, then we wouldn't need God. But when a person feels the greatest vulnerability, that's when he reaches out to God from the sense of vulnerability. So a person of religion actually has more of a sense of vulnerability. It's just in the depth of our vulnerability, we reach out to God, and that doesn't solve the problem. It just brings you some friendship within that world, which is so difficult. In the Psalms, you don't have a sense of David, the calm person on the quiet waters. No, he's in the valley of the shadow of death. There's always a tempest going on in his life. That's life. And far from the religious persona being one who has a false sense of security, the religious person is one who's most deeply aware of our vulnerability. It's the person of technology who thinks that they're not vulnerable because they built their beautiful home, they have their technologies to figure it all out until the forces of nature overcome them, that even technology hasn't yet figured out how to solve. Where are we? We're always between a place of vulnerability, loneliness, and security. Security with God, and for some, security with technology. Now, the Jewish world also faces many challenges. You know, what are we going to do? There's so much secularism. There's so much dropping out of Judaism. There's so many people who are totally unaware of Jewish life and traditions. How many people just skipped Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur this past year something years ago that people would have felt that there's some sort of obligation to at least come and participate. How many even today even feel that sort of drive? But there is a sense of Jewish vulnerability, vulnerability of the Jewish community. So it is all lost. We reach out to God from within the challenges that we face, whether it's personal, whether it's communal. And in our appreciation of the problems, in our appreciation of the tempest, in our appreciation of the nature of life, the vastness of the universe, the greatness of God, smallness of the human being, within that framework, we turn to God. We look at the prophecies of good things yet to come. Lo alman Yisrael, as it says in Jeremiah. The Jewish people are never orphaned. We do have a Father in heaven. Does that mean that we have a false sense of security? No. A Jew is always acutely aware of their environment, challenges of life. At the same time, a Jew turns to God from within that sense of vulnerability. And does it solve the problem? No. But it's good to have a friend at a time of trouble. Noah in the boat was not a secure person clinging to God. He didn't know when would this flood be over. The Tzvor HaMor suggests, the Rabbi Avraham Sevan, he suggests that actually the ark was not this place of security. It was a place of punishment. He was punished to be in the smelly ark with all the animals. God does not provide the answer to all of our questions. God helps us live more deeply with the question, more deeply with the issues of being human, being human being. But because he walked with God, there is some sense of security, but it's a security within the vulnerability. It's the person of technology who actually believes that there is no vulnerability. They've conquered vulnerability. Modernity has conquered it, and there is only security. It's the person of technology. He's the one who has a false sense of security. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elemeth Congregation for a discussion of Parshat Noach. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha, various holidays, how-to videos, Judaism for beginners. Welcome. Always join us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elemeth, Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you.